Hello, this is your host, Austin Hopkins, and welcome to the Introvert Leader Podcast. This last weekend, I had one of my biggest failures that I've had in a while. I was 3/4 of the way up of the toughest hill of the Tour de Scottsdale bike race that I had committed to doing. It was 62 miles, and I was on mile 50. As I'm pedaling up the hill, I start to feel something weird in my legs, something that I had never felt before. It started up in my quads, went all the way down to my calves. And as I felt this, I thought, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll get off the bike for a second and just take a little, you know, check and see what's going on, stretch my legs. And so as I slow down the bike, my legs give out completely. And the bike falls over, I fall over with it. And as soon as that happens, my legs cramp up in a way that I've never felt anything in my life. They are completely straight. I cannot flex them. I cannot move them. And it's probably one of the most excruciating pains I had ever felt. And so I lay on the ground for another 2 to 3 minutes, just kind of praying and hoping that this pain will go away. And it doesn't get better. In fact, it keeps getting worse. It keeps getting worse. And as folks are riding by and checking in and seeing if I'm okay, you know, of course, pridefully, I'm saying, hey, everything's great. I just think I have a cramp. And I just keep waiting for it to get better. And it doesn't get better. Another 5 minutes pass. And then a savior, an angel, someone from above, or his real name, Paul, comes by and he's part of the race and says, hey, man, I think you're having a pretty bad cramp. Let me give you some electrolyte tabs. So Paul sits there with me for another 10 minutes, gives me some electrolyte tabs. I down those things and my legs start to feel a little bit better. And I'm like, okay, maybe I can get through this, right? I have only 12 miles to go. Like, I'm going to finish this. There's no reason for me not to finish this. Let's go, Austin. So I sit there, drink the electrolytes, start feeling a little bit better. I get on the bike and within 30 seconds, the cramping comes back, but even worse. So I fall off my bike again. At this point, Paul's gone. And then I'm just sitting there on the sidewalk, blazing heat, trying to figure out what the hell am I going to do? Am I going to give up on this? Am I going to keep going? Am I going to listen to my body? Am I going to listen to my mind? What's the vibe here? And ultimately, I made the tough decision to stop the race at that point. I called my wife and she was about 30 minutes out and came and picked me up. And as I sit there waiting for my wife, I really had some time to think about what just happened. Like, what did I just experience? And like, what did I learn throughout this? And, you know, I talked about this on a podcast episode recently where somebody asked about like, how do you bounce back from failures and setbacks? And this was a big failure for me, right? I had talked about it openly on LinkedIn. I had shared it with my friends and family and folks were rooting on for me and I failed. I didn't do what I said I was going to do and it was embarrassing. And I'll be honest with you, part of me didn't even want to share that. Part of me thought, you know, I don't really owe an explanation to anyone. You know, this was my thing. No one really cares if I'm going to finish it. But I thought, you know what? That's not real life to just show the positive things. It's sharing the things that don't go well that really resonate with folks. So I decided to share my story of failure with you. And as I was sitting there waiting for my wife, two lessons came to mind. I really started to think about like, well, what did I learn? What could I have done differently to avoid this situation next time? And the first thought I had was, Austin, I was overly confident. You were too confident. And this has been a situation in the past for me where I think I'm good at something. I think I've trained enough or I think I've prepared for a meeting enough. But in reality, I haven't. And that overconfidence actually leads to really poor performance. So my first big lesson was here was do not be overly confident. And you really need to make sure that you have trained enough. You have put in enough hours. You have prepared enough to actually give yourself the chance to be successful. And so that was my first thing, right? I had done some training for this. I had rode some 30 miles and 40 mile races, rides, but I had never done anything on this scale with this kind of elevation. The Tour de Scottsdale is about 3,600 feet of elevation, which isn't a joke. And when you add in, you know, 85 degree heat beating down on you, it becomes an issue. So the first lesson I learned is I was overly confident and I hadn't trained enough. So that was the first thing that I sat and thought about when I was waiting for my wife. The second one was I didn't listen to my body. About 10 miles before that cramp, I had started to feel something in my legs. And they started to feel like really hot. And I didn't know what to think of it. I just kind of ignored it. I thought maybe this is just kind of the process of doing a longer ride. You know, your legs start to hurt or feel a little off. But I should have in that moment realized something was off. Something was not right. And I should have listened to it. At that point, I should have got off the bike, done some stretches, taken some electrolyte tabs, maybe eaten a snack, do something different to get a different result. But I didn't. I didn't listen to that. And then sure enough, 10 miles later, I pay for it. And it kind of had me thinking about those indicators that we have in our life and our career, whether it's our gut, maybe it's a trusted person, maybe it's just a sign from the universe that we don't listen to. We ignore because we're too focused on whatever we're doing, we're too overly confident, or we're too distracted. And I think for me, that was the big lesson, which was listen to those indicators. My body was giving me an indicator that things weren't right and that I needed to take some action, and I didn't do it. So those are my two big lessons from this ride. I still had an absolute blast up until that point. Even as an introvert, I can tell you, I don't think I've had more fun around a group of random strangers than I did that day. The people, the energy, people were positive. They were cheering you on. They were friendly. And there's something about being in the moment when something's really tough and you're sharing that experience with others. It's something really powerful. It makes it almost a little easier because you know, I'm not the only one doing this. So my goal is obviously to do this again next year. I wanna actually do it. I'm gonna train more. I'm not gonna be so freaking confident. I'm gonna listen to my body. And I'm hoping that if I do those things, it's gonna lead to success. And you know, it's funny, I wasn't even sure if I was gonna share this with you, but I felt like the moment in life when things don't go so well, those are all those shared things that we all go through. We all go through those times where things aren't going well. And why not share it with you guys? Maybe you'll learn something from it. Maybe you get a little confidence to say, hey, it's okay that I'm going through something that's not so great. And, you know, I just want to say thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. We've got a really great episode coming on May 1st. I'm going to share with you how I was able to get a promotion on average every year and a half over my 15-year career. I'm going to break down the strategies. I'm going to make sure that you know exactly what the blueprint is to make sure that you get a promotion and keep moving up in your career. I want to say thank you so much for listening. Make it a great day. This has been the Introvert Leader Podcast. Subscribe for new episodes every other Wednesday.